From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The Russian president says he wants a better U.S.-Russia relationship. In a conciliatory State of the Nation address, Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday voiced hope for mending a rift with the U.S. and pooling efforts in fighting terrorism. The speech reflected Moscow's hope that President-elect Donald Trump could help repair ties with Washington that have sunk to a post-Cold War low over the crisis in Ukraine, the Syria war, and other disputes. Putin emphasized that friendly relations between the two superpowers are essential for global stability. He noted in his speech that Russia has faced attempts of foreign pressure with all tools involved, from the myths about Russian aggression of meddling in elections to the hounding of our athletes, a reference to doping scandals. But he also emphasized that Russia bears no grudge against the West and is open for a friendly and equal dialogue on a global basis. Putin told his audience of senior officials and lawmakers that we don't want confrontation with anyone. We don't need it. Neither do our partners and world society. Tensions escalated during the U.S. election campaign when President Barack Obama's administration accused Moscow of hacking American political sites and email accounts in an effort to interfere with the vote. The Kremlin has rejected those accusations. Russia, meanwhile, has pledged to continue its support of Syrian forces in Aleppo until the city is cleared of terrorists. Comment from Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov came after a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Mevlut Cavusoglu, who said that the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Syria has long described opposition fighters there and elsewhere as terrorists. VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump is poised to take a victory lap today, appearing first in Indiana to salute workers at a factory that he made a campaign promise to save, and then in Ohio on the first stop of a thank-you tour to honor the supporters in states that gave him his stunning victory. The Midwest swing will be the first time Trump, who has shown an early inclination to revel in his role of showman-in-chief, has barnstormed across the country since the campaign. And both stops will feature Trump declaring victory after a campaign built on the lament that we don't win anymore as a nation. But some questions remain about the extent of victory at Carrier, which announced this week it will keep an Indianapolis plant open. In February, the heating and air conditioning company said that it would shutter the plant and send jobs to Mexico, and video of angry workers being informed about the decision soon went viral. Reeling from the surprising Election Day losses and looking for a way forward, U.S. Democrats considered new leadership in the House of Representatives Wednesday. But challenger Tim Ryan ultimately could not unseat longtime minority leader Nancy Pelosi. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more from Capitol Hill.
The Election Day message from Rust Belt voters to Capitol Hill Democrats was surprising but clear. It's all about jobs. As Democrats grappled with a new way forward, that message became the rallying cry for Representative Tim Ryan as he challenged longtime House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Ryan failed, but he said his message still holds.
It's jobs, it's wages, it's pensions, it's benefits, and it's not just talking about the minimum wage, it's about talking about middle-class incomes that haven't gone up in 30 years. And we got off that message.
With the battle among Democrats now settled, Pelosi will have a much bigger challenge on her hands, a Trump White House. Catherine Gibson on Capitol Hill, VOA News.
Gambians are voting today in a presidential election where incumbent Yahya Jammeh, in power since 1994 and criticized for widespread human rights abuses, is running for a fifth consecutive term. Some 880,000 Gambians were eligible to vote at more than 1,400 polling stations. The winner will serve a five-year term in Gambia, a tiny former British colony in West Africa that occupies a narrow sliver of land surrounded by French-speaking Senegal. Officials say former American astronaut Buzz Aldrin, one of the first men to walk on the moon, has been evacuated by plane from the South Pole for medical reasons. The Antarctica tour operator said Thursday that Aldrin was visiting the South Pole as part of a private tourist group when his health deteriorated. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.